The following is a paid commercial program. The views, opinions, and advice presented are that of the host and guests and do not represent guarantees of results or represent the opinions of the staff and management of WHUD or PAML Broadcasting. Mahoney Asset Management presents A GPS for Your Finances, hosted by their president and CEO, Ken Mahoney. Ken is a Hudson Valley resident and businessman with 27 years of experience in retirement, the markets, investment strategies, and more. He presents this show to help you navigate today's financial landscape, to make it easier for you to understand and to answer your questions. Now, here's the host of A GPS for Your Finances, Ken Mahoney.
Good morning and welcome to another edition of A GPS for Your Finances. I'm your host, Ken Mahoney, Mahoney Asset Management. Today's topic, retirement planning in volatile times. And these are certainly volatile times. And I'm so happy you're joining us here Sunday morning, bright and early. The early bird will get the worm because later on we're going to give you an offer that I think you can't refuse because it's free, right? So anything that's free, you can't refuse. But again, today's topic, retirement planning in volatile times. And look at the headlines, guys. These are volatile times, but not to be so scared, because we want to make sure, as we understand the headlines, the good, the bad, the ugly we're going to discuss, and how it means for your retirement plan and what you should be doing. Well, one thing I tell you should not be doing is panicky when we get these not so nice headlines, let's put it that way. And we've seen so far this year in 2018 a 10% correction, another 10% correction. You know, I don't know what's going to lie ahead, but certainly I know investors tend to sell near the bottom or at the bottom, particularly when the headlines get as ugly as they are. Now, when I try to strip away the headlines, I really want to kind of look from fact and from fiction. And to me, if the headlines impact companies' earnings, okay, so it's all about earnings. If companies have really strong earnings, they buy back stock, they raise their dividend, they buy their competitors, they do all kinds of wonderful things. But if there's something that doesn't impact companies, to me, it's just noise. So I'm going to kind of help you with that and decide what's noise, what's not noise. Right now, the good part of the economy is it's growing. Companies are still hiring. We're creating anywhere from, well, it's a wide range, from 125,000 to 225,000 new jobs per month. So we're definitely in an economy that's still expanding, even though it's on its eighth year. We also have seen inflation relatively low. There's been some talk about wages increasing, maybe with stoke inflation, but so far it's still very tame. We have stable rates, interest rates. Overall, we have a decent economy that will grow anywhere from 2.5% to 3%, somewhere around that. And so far, a pretty good recipe for stocks. Companies, this new tax windfall we have, companies are reporting what they're doing with it. Most companies are buying back stock, paying their employees, doing all kinds of great things. It's a huge windfall for companies. I look at Google as an example, big company Google. You know, you search Google. Well, last year at this time, their tax rate was 21%. Their tax rate now is 11%. That's huge. I mean, this is billions and billions of dollars that companies have sloshing around. So that's the good part of the economy. The bad part is all the headlines and the turmoil that we see in Washington. Certainly, not to pick any side when I do these type of shows, but you know, there's definitely a change of guard every other day, it seems, there, and it creates a lot of uncertainty. The uncertainty around China seems to be fading at the moment. The concern of a trade war, all-out trade war, seems to be diminished. In fact, it seems like negotiations and pushing China will maybe help the U.S. So that's probably a pretty good win for President Trump. But again, there's also these things in North Korea, South Korea. You read the headlines like I do. Facebook, it was in the news, and how they deal with data. Is the government starting to get involved in that? And that affects a lot of companies, because almost every company collects data. And as you know, like the other day, I was actually looking for a watch for my son, and I was on Amazon. And I typed in different watches, and I didn't buy anything because I was just want to think about it and get his brother's opinion what type of watch I should get, because what's cool, what's not cool. I don't know. I'm not cool these days, right? So later on in the day, I'm on Google, and I type in a couple things, and guess what pops up? The watch I was looking at. And then later on, I'm on Facebook looking to see what my friends are posting, and guess what? That watch pops up. So my point is that we're very, very used to this type of data being used, and very this is part of it. So my point is that there's a lot of news swirling around there. A lot of it can be negative at times, but in the end, the fundamentals are very strong. That's why I still like this market long term. There'll be some bumps. We'll have some bruises, but we'll deal with that. Well, if you're just tuning in, you're listening to GPS Your Finances right here on WHUD. Every Sunday morning, I'm with you at 6 a.m. bright and early. And today's topic, retirement planning in volatile times. And what I want to tell you is that why these are volatile times, and actually, if you look back 2 years ago, if you look at the headlines, they were probably so pretty either. And 5 years ago, 10 years ago, so forth and so on. But the most important thing you can do for retirement planning is keep plowing away, not get caught up in these headlines, because sometimes they all come up like a perfect storm we had a couple weeks ago where everything hit at once and we had a really ugly week. Now, if you weren't adding into your retirement accounts, 401k, 403b, you missed a great opportunity. Remember this old saying, dollar cost averaging? Well, what does dollar cost averaging mean? What it actually means, as you're putting in a fixed amount each month, maybe twice a month you get paid, or once a month you get paid, or four times a month, but you're putting in a fixed amount, and as the share prices go higher, you're picking up fewer shares. But when the share prices go lower and these corrections and these ugly headlines, you're picking up more shares. So what's really important about retirement planning during volatile times is accept it. 2017, quite frankly, is of course way behind us, you know, where the market was up 20-25%. That's an aberration. And what's the biggest aberration about 2017 is the biggest drawdown or the biggest correction in all of 2017 was back-to-back days where we lost 3%. That is not normal. What is normal, believe it or not, it doesn't feel like it, it's what's happening in 2018. It makes you work hard for your money. Remember that song, I Won't Sing, I Won't Break Your Ears So Early in the Morning? Working hard for you. That's Donna Summers, right? But you do, in other words, when you're investing, it's not supposed to be so easy. It's not supposed to be this gentle ride up with no really major corrections. It's supposed to look like more like 2018, that you have to test your fortitude. You have to kind of hang in there. You have to average in when we sell off. We have to do these things that make a lot of sense. So these are volatile times, volatile headlines, but I don't want you to be volatile. I want you kind of stay the course. If you have a long-term horizon, define that 5 years, 10 years or more, you should stay the course. Now, look, if you're in with a year or two from retiring, you probably want to take some chips off the table. That's not predicting what the future is. That's just being prudent. So when we look at all these type of things that are happening in our economy, we realize that pensions are disappearing. Now, if you're so lucky to have a pension, God bless. I know a lot of clients we work with do have pensions. But those who do not have to work hard to put money into things that will be like a pension down the road. That is, maximize your 401k plan if you can. We'll talk about how you can do that. Maximize your 403b plan. And some people say, wait a second, I can't. I'm living, you know, hand to mouth and I don't have any extra money. Well, somewhere along the way, if you actually took some time out, comb through your credit cards, you're probably finding some things you're paying for you're not using, and that thing that you can get rid of then can go on top of your 401k plan. Because if you do not have a pension, your best defense against that is putting money into a 401k plan or 403b plan. And then I hear, they don't match, I don't want to do this. No, even if they don't match, pre-tax, let's say you made $50,000 and you put away $5,000, guess what? You made money already. Income to the government looks like $45,000 and you've already saved in pre-tax. Well, we'll be right back after this break, a GPS to your finances. Today's topic, retirement planning in volatile times. We'll be right back.
The stock market seems to be setting records on a daily basis as the Dow Jones has added over 5,000 points in just the past year. Now, do you feel like you're missing out on this move? Should you have a better strategy to take advantage of this market? Our friend Ken Mahoney has a free book offer only for WHUD listeners. It's called Not Your Father's Retirement, and it's free for the first 20 callers right now at 845-371-0101. That's 845-371-0101. It's the perfect companion to Ken's show, which you're listening to now, and every Sunday morning right here on 100.7 WHUD. Now, the book sells on Amazon and at Barnes & Noble for $17.99, but it's free for the first 20 callers right now. 845-371-0101. Leave your name and address, and they will send Ken's book out to you tomorrow. Call 845-371-0101. Now, this is a limited offer. When the book runs out, so will this incredible offer. So if you're close to retirement or already retired, this book is for you. 845-371-0101 for Not Your Father's Retirement, a free book from Ken Mahoney. 845-371-0101.
Welcome back to GPS Your Finances. I'm your host, Ken Mahoney, Mahoney Asset Management. So glad you're joining us this early Sunday morning. And the early birds can get the worm. Get your pen ready because I'm going to tell you how that happens. Today's topic, retirement planning in volatile times. Now, you just heard from our buddy, Mike Bennett at WHD. Of course, Mike and Casey in the morning. Hopefully, you listen to the number one rated show in the Hudson Valley. So Mike Bennett offered my book, Not Your Father's Retirement. So the first 20 callers, that's why the early bird gets the worm. That was my hint. The first 20 callers will get the book for free. 845-371-0101. And by the way, we don't leave anybody at the office Sunday morning that early. But so you have to leave your name, your number, address, and so forth, and we'll send you out the book if you're the first 20 call this morning. So it's 845 845- 3710101. And we think it's a perfect companion to what we do here every Sunday morning. So sometimes you're with us, sometimes you get part of what we say. Guess what? The best companion I can put out there for you is the book, Not Your Father's Retirement, by calling 845-371-0101. And by the way, if you go on Amazon or Barnes & Noble, you'll see the book listed at $17.99, but you'll get it for free this morning by calling 845-371-0101. And right before the break, we're talking about creating opportunities in these volatile markets. Look, today's topic, retirement planning in volatile times. I don't need to tell you that these are volatile times. Look at the headlines this morning. Look at the headlines a week ago. A lot of things are going on. A lot of things in Washington. A lot of geopolitical risk. However, there's some good things that are happening with the economy. And we want to make sure while the markets are volatile, the headlines are volatile, that you don't become volatile in itself, that you stick with your plan long term. And we're saying right before the break, you know, a lot of this stuff can really shake you up. And the whole thing about the market, it's not supposed to be easy. 2017 is an aberration. That's behind us. That's rearview mirror stuff. You know, you probably made 20-25%, very happy. The most amazing things about 2017 is the biggest correction, a two-day correction that was down 3%. Already in 2018, through just a few months of the year, we've already had two 10% corrections. So, but we see those as buying opportunities. If you're dollar cost averaging, that means you're putting a fixed amount of money into your 401k, into your 403b, you're picking up more shares or the share price is lower, of course. So what can we do else? What else can we do to put away money for retirement? A lot of people say, you know, I'm maxing, I'm doing as much as I can, I'm putting away 3%. And I appreciate that. Some people have, you know, kids going to college, expenses maybe if their parents are taken care of, maybe some health care costs. It's a very difficult time for some people to put money away for retirement. But if you don't have a pension, this is your best line of defense. And I would say the most important thing you should really consider and try to find ways to put more money towards retirement is take an hour. That's it. Just take an hour and print off your credit card. Now, if you look online, you may not catch it, but if you actually print off your credit card statement, you may still get it by snail mail, you know, physically look at it, highlight, and look at some areas. Okay, we're using this. Check. Oh, yeah, we are using this service. It's a great service. Netflix for $14.95 a month or $12.95 a month as an example. You know, that's something you probably shouldn't cross off. You get a lot of value out of that. But there are some things, maybe you're set up for two health clubs or gym clubs that you've never gone to in a long time. Maybe you can cross that off. Maybe there's some things as you look, as a company, they want reoccurring revenues. They want money, your money coming in every month. As someone who's a consumer, be careful of that. You may not want to have reoccurring expenses. Some areas you have to do reoccurring expenses, like your cell phone bill and cable bill and utilities. We get that. But some other services you may not need to do. By crossing those off, you now created some extra money that you can put into 401k plan. So I challenge you, though, to actually take some time, maybe an hour, to comb through your credit cards, see where you're paying some reoccurring expenses, which the companies love, reoccurring revenue, and see what you can do about that. Well, if you're just tuning in, you're listening to GPS, your finances. I'm your host, Ken Mahoney, Mahoney Asset Management, with you every Sunday morning. And today's topic, retirement planning in volatile times. You also hear me every Monday through Friday around 8:25 to 8:30 in the morning on Mike and Casey's show. I give you the market update, what's happening with the local averages, the WHD Hudson Valley Index. And then my partner in crime, Bill Kugel, in the afternoon, probably around 5:15 or so, he gives you the closing market report and everything that's happened. So we're with you here in WHD 6 days a week. We get to rest on Saturday. Is that cool? So Sunday mornings, we're with you every morning here at 6 a.m. Monday through Friday, 8:25, I give the market report, and then Bill Kugel gives the drive time, 5:15 market report. So we try to keep you into loop all the things that are happening with the markets and give you insight. And today's topic, planning during volatile times. You know, we want to definitely look at how this all works. Now, I've put together what they call a GPS method. Think about a GPS. I'm actually trademarked a GPS for your retirement. You put in your destination. Okay, so you're going to a wedding, you plug that in. Of course, you may reroute a couple times, but your GPS should bring you to your destination. The problem is for most people when they're planning, it just seems so esoteric. It seems so hard. Like, oh my God, financial planning. Oh yeah, I have to fill out something for 20 pages. And you know what? We try to break it down much simpler, like a GPS in a car. That simple. What is your destination? Let's just define that. The very first thing, anything you have to do is some goal setting. Okay, at retirement, I want $5,000 a month. Okay, so that's your destination. like your wedding destination, or $10,000 a month, whatever it is. We need to know what the destination is. Then we take a look at pensions and whether you have cost of living adjustments with those pensions. What boxes, if you have come up to a decision, do you need to check off your pensions to leave your spouse some money left over? Do you have Social Security? Of course, you have Social Security. Let's get the right number. Let's go to socialsecurity.org. And by the way, since you don't get these in the mail that often, go to socialsecurity.org and get your real number, what you'd get at 62, at 66 and change, which is actually full retirement, and at 70, make some decisions around that. Also, what type of money have you put away for retirement? 401ks, old IRAs, some brokerage accounts, some bank accounts. And now you put this all together. Again, it's a lot of information, but now your GPS is now, there's a roadmap. Now you can see where you are. Are you achieving your goals? Are you on course? Are you off course? What can you do now to kind of put you towards on course? And then for our clients who work with us on a steady basis, each year we update their GPS and see whether, hey, you're closer to be on course or you're off course. Look, having the statements all over the place doesn't help you. Oh, I made 20% last year. Great. Oh, I have this over here. Great. But have you actually looked at it from 30,000 feet? Have you looked at everything together? That's what a good financial planner does. And that's something I think we do very well. And that we call it GPS for your retirement. And that is look at everything from 30,000 feet. Try to make some big decisions. Now, oh, gee, should I buy Apple stock? Should I sell Apple stock? I mean, that's important. But the biggest picture, we think, is looking at everything collectively together, outlining a strategy, and making sure that you're on course when it comes to retirement. Well, we'll be right back after these messages. Today's topic, retirement planning in volatile times. I'm so glad you're joining us right here on WHUD at GPS Your Finances. And we'll be right back.
The stock market seems to be setting records on a daily basis as the Dow Jones has added over 5,000 points in just the past year. Now, do you feel like you're missing out on this move? Should you have a better strategy to take advantage of this market? Our friend Ken Mahoney has a free book offer only for WHUD listeners. It's called Not Your Father's Retirement, and it's free for the first 20 callers right now at 845-371-0101. That's 845-371-0101. It's the perfect companion to Ken's show, which you're listening to now, and every Sunday morning right here on 100.7 WHUD. Now, the book sells on Amazon and at Barnes & Noble for $17.99, but it's free for the first 20 callers right now. 845-371-0101. Leave your name and address, and they will send Ken's book out to you tomorrow. Call 845-371-0101. Now, this is a limited offer. When the book runs out, so will this incredible offer. So if you're close to retirement or already retired, this book is for you. 845-371-0101 for Not Your Father's Retirement, a free book from Ken Mahoney. 845-371-0101.
Welcome back to GPS Your Finances. I'm your host, Ken Mahoney of Mahoney Asset Management. So glad you're joining us this Sunday morning. Today's topic, planning in volatile times. Can there be any more volatile? Look at today's headlines. Well, anyway, during the break, you heard from Mike Bennett, our buddy Mike Bennett, WHD. Mike and Casey in the morning, number one show in Hudson Valley for good reason. They've been doing it a long time. And great information, great music, all those good things. And what he said is, if you remember, he offered my book, Not Your Father's Retirement. So the first 20 calls this morning, the early bird will get the worm, will get this book for free. That's 845-371-0101, 845-371-0101. I really wrote this book for you in mind. It's actually one of my favorite books because it is a semi-autobiography about my father who actually worked at a union, had his pension, healthcare, vision, dental. Wow, they don't do those these days. That's why it's Not Your Father's Retirement. But the first 20 calls will get the book for free, 845-371-0101. We think it's a perfect companion to what we do here every Sunday morning. Sometimes you're with us the entire time. Sometimes you miss us for a couple weeks. Hey, come on, do come back. Sometimes you don't get to hear part of it, but we do think Not Your Father's Retirement is a perfect companion to a lot of the concepts that we share here every Sunday morning. So again, get a pen and paper together. Here we go. 845-371-0101. We have nobody there this morning, so leave your name and number. We don't do that. We're not cruel. We don't bring people in Sunday morning really, really, really early. 845-371-0101. Sells on Amazon and Barnes & Noble for $17.99, and you can get the book for free. 845-371-0101. And before the break, we're talking about all these interesting things that are happening in the marketplace. They're volatile. We don't want you to be volatile. And I mentioned really our solution to these volatile times in retirement planning is something that I've trademarked called the GPS for your retirement, just like a car. Now, every time I've done this in 28, 29 years, you know, financial planning for most people, like, oh my God, gobbly, oh, yeah. So I try to break it down very simple, that we take a look at your destination, like you're going to a wedding, like you're going to some party, something fun, and you put out the destination, $5,000 a month I want, or $10,000 a month, okay? And then you see how you're going to get there. We start adding in a pension if you have that. We start adding in Social Security, spouse's Social Security. Start plugging these things together so you can see in black and white what your situation looks like. It's very, very helpful. For most people, you know, we have things scattered all over the place. Jim Cramer, CNBC, told us to buy the stock. We have the stock. Uncle Joe told us to buy the stock. We bought the stock. We picked up a magazine. We picked up a mutual fund, you know, so forth and so on. So we picked up all these ETFs, mutual funds, annuities, stocks. And they're kind of all over the place because, you know, a couple of years we look at it and we do something with money. But there's no underlying strategy. That's my point. We really want to be, before we make recommendations, and people always ask me, Ken, what do you think about this stock? What do you think? I don't know. I don't know your situation. I want to take a look at the situation from 30,000 feet. Much like if you walk into a doctor's office and they started writing out prescriptions, you're like, what are you doing? Like, you know, you would hope that they take some blood work and some other type of work and, you know, blood pressure and so forth. And then they come up with a recommendation. That's pretty much what we do. What good financial planners do is really start taking, you know, look at your height, your weight, please don't look at that right now in spring. Take a look at these things, put it all together and give you a strategy. That's what a good doctor does. That's what a good healthcare professional should do as well. And that's what we feel we do as well. So if you think about like why this is so zany, well, yeah, you have things all over the place. You have things you open up, you know, 10 years ago, you may have inherited some things, but they don't relate to an overall strategy. So to us, the GPS for your retirement takes a look at your destination, sources of income to meet those challenges down the road. Actually, when we look at expenses, not when we look at expenses right now, we know because of inflation that things go up over time. Your cell phone bill goes up, utility goes up, cable bill goes up. Gosh, remember there's a time $29.99 for your cell phone bill. That's all it was. And now we're up over $100 a month because of data plans. So all these things do impact. We want to at least look at down the road. Okay, right now in today's dollars, how much do you want to live on? And when you retire, add a little bit more for, you know, lifestyle and travel and so forth. And then you take that and add a couple of percent each year and see the impact of inflation. Then you side by side, take a look at how you're going to derive that income. And in that plan helps you answer questions. Should be more in stocks or less in stock funds? Should you be longer term, shorter term? Should you get long-term care? Should you not get long-term care? But once you have a big picture, then you can solve for X, meaning then we can look at and answer some of the questions. There are subsets. Hope that you made sense. Well, if you're just tuning in, you're listening to Ken Mahoney right here every Sunday morning right here on WHUD. We do GPS for your finances. We change topics. And today's topic, retirement planning in volatile times. And before the different breaks, we spoke about the changing economy that we have, how you really need to create your own pension, not your father's retirement, so to speak, right? You need to put money away into your 401k plan, your 403b plan. You need to be consistent. While the market's volatile, you don't have to be. Then we have a GPS method to help people really sort this stuff out so it's not so esoteric. And then those people go through the process for GPS for your retirement and the trademark I put together. They feel they have some. They feel more secure. They feel something that's more tangible. You know, even if you have a great pension and you should retire comfortably, sometimes seeing a black and white makes it more solidified. Look, we have a thing in our minds about money. Most of us grew up with scarcity. You know, I grew up, if you lost your baseball, you probably get your next one during your next birthday or Christmas, okay? And we all kind of grew up with these scarcity thoughts and so forth. So even if we have a lot of money, we probably don't believe it. So this process, obviously, it's there for a strategy. It's there to help you make money. It's there. But there's another part of this GPS for your retirement that I think is really important, and it gives the psychology behind it. It actually makes you see in black and white that you can retire comfortable. And then today, you don't have to worry. You don't have to wake up in cold sweats. You don't have to kind of, you know, walk in pace and worry about these things. When you finally dig in and really look at what you have and then really put a plan together, for most people, that reduces the stress. Not everybody, but that most of people reduces the stress. And then from 30,000 feet, we look at your situation and say the number one thing, how much should you have in stocks? How much percent you should have in bonds? How much you should have in cash? So when people want to say, you know, you read these articles about asset allocation, you know, we really don't know that until you lay out the foundation, until we lay out everything that you're doing, and also lay out what your goals and objectives are. So when we look at financial planning, it doesn't really answer, should you buy Apple? Should you sell Apple? That doesn't really come into play. Or should I buy this ETF or sell this ETF? That doesn't come into play either. But when you have a big global global picture and you look at this thing and look at your situation, then it answers all those type of questions. That's the way to do things, guys. So I'm so glad you joined us this Sunday morning. I hope you enjoyed it. It goes by so fast. I wish I had more time with you. But in the meantime, again, pick up our book for free, 845-371-0101. Not Your Father's Retirement. First 20 calls. Hopefully you're still one of them. 845-371-0101. We'll get that out to you. I hope you can join us next week. Until next week, I hope you have a happy, healthy, and a prosperous one.
You've been listening to A GPS for Your Finances with Ken Mahoney, the president and CEO of Mahoney Asset Management. This is a paid commercial program, and the views, opinions, and advice presented are that of the host and guests and do not represent guarantees of results or represent the opinions of the staff and management of WHUD or Pamel Broadcasting. You can listen to previous editions of A GPS for Your Finances on demand by visiting WHUD.com. If you'd like to ask a question, email Ken at MahoneyGPS.com. And Ken will answer it on the next edition of A GPS for Your Finances, next Sunday morning at 6 a.m. on 100.7 WHUD.